The Morning Rush podcast is brought to you by Bud Light. Stock up with Bud Light for game days and check out Budweiser's limited edition Freedom Reserve. Please drink responsibly.
They're going to run and get that boot.
This game's still alive and the Hawks have a first down.
Who wants to talk football?
It's Ronnie Wingo, number 20. Touchdown, Arkansas.
They talked the bar.
This is the Bud Light Morning Rush podcast.
We're going to give you an extra hour and a half today.
Yeah, aren't we sweet?
Yeah.
That's what we're thinking
like
of others.
Pumpkin pie.
It is Christmas season now, officially, because the day after Thanksgiving it becomes that way. And here at Randall Ford, actually, they have stockings up. They got a Christmas tree. They got the Christmas music going. I mean,
yeah.
It gets you into the mood of the Christmas year. So I don't know if it's still going on or anything like that. But, you know, it is kind of nice starting at 7 instead of 6. Just throwing that out there.
But wait till about 10 when you're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah, then it starts... starts getting a little dicey there.
The turkey coma will take back over.
Yeah, so. Certainly will.
You have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I did. I did. It's Rabbit Ridge was good to me. It was actually really nice as far as weather went. It wasn't too cold.
Oh, it was a beautiful day.
Beautiful day for Thanksgiving. Went out on there in the farmland. Had plenty of food. That was not a problem. It was all around the family. And, I mean, it was about as enjoyable as a Thanksgiving could possibly be. No
good.
Problems. No drama. No nothing.
How about you, Ty?
It was rock solid.
Good.
Nothing really to complain about. Got to see some fam, made a lot of food. My dad wouldn't let me wear sweatpants to our family Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving dinner, which was kind of annoying, but the jeans had enough give that I got to eat as much as I could.
So yeah. You just got to unbutton them. That's the key. And then they become their own little form of sweatpants.
Yeah. We did perfect planning, I think, on food volume, because that's usually, I mean, I've never had there's never been a Kraft family function where there was, like, not enough food. That's just never
happened.
I mean, you can go back generations, and it's never happened, all right? Even in the height of the Depression, there was plenty of pinto beans.
They found a way.
They found a way. It may not have been, you know, what you wanted, but there was at least pinto beans and plenty of them. But we had just the right amount where there's the perfect, kind of like the perfect amount of leftovers that's going to get me through a couple of days, because you get to that point where you're looking at that last turkey wing and leg that are in the fridge, and you're like, about done with turkey. But I don't think I have that much turkey left over this year, because we had just the right amount for the right amount of people, and just the right amount of sides left over to have about 3 more meals out of it, and then it's gone.
That's the way to do it.
Perfect. And then what's perfect at my house is Friday's trash day, so a lot of everything
just
went
toss
to
it.
I don't have to wait. I mean, so before I got here, cans to the curb, so it's good. So
well, see, that was.
But I had my first leftover turkey sandwich last night for dinner, and it was like, wow.
Oh yeah,
really good.
I mean, it's the same day. It's just as good, especially in the sandwich form. Well, the thing is,
that's why you got to eat early for the Thanksgiving meal.
Right.
These people that wait till 4 or 5 o'clock to do
doing
their first
wrong.
Meal. What do you do all day? How do you resist the temptation?
I don't know. But the thing is like we're at our Thanksgiving at least. I tried something a little different where I know this is nothing new, but I went and tried to pace myself throughout the day where I ate just a little bit throughout the day. Like there was little snacks, little charcuterie plates and whatnot that went in.
What?
Charcuterie. I don't know what charcuterie is.
What does that mean?
Yeah, tell me.
Really? It's like, you know, those little trays that have all the little, like, deli meats and the cheeses and the crackers and all that? Yeah, I learned that from my sister-in-law.
Meat and cheese tray, I think.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that works too. That works too. I was trying to class up the place, you know, a little bit with saying charcuterie. But I just tried to snack on that a little bit throughout the day.
Glad I didn't feel alone there, Ty. Thank you.
And then we finally ate the meal. I didn't feel as miserable afterwards because I think it was that I paced myself. Mm. Instead of just not eating anything really all day, and then when I sit down, I just gorge myself and everything, and then I just feel like crap the rest
See,
of the
day. See, I got up yesterday morning and had to run to the store because we were at critical low mass on, I mean, it was like an emergency level, didn't realize that one can of Coke Zero left in the fridge.
Oh, jeez.
So there was, you know, an alarm that went off at 7 yesterday morning. Wife sat straight up in the bed, oh, my God, we're out of Coke Zero. So we had to run and get that. And got the kids some donuts. And then I started in on making – I've started this – my wife does this crock pot dressing that is just incredible. And everybody kind of like lives for this dressing twice a year, once at Christmas, once at Thanksgiving. That's about it. And I do a version of it that's very similar, but I do it and I put it on the smoker. And I kind of prefer it, honestly, because it's got that smoked flavor.
Yeah.
But both are very, very good. So I – but – she's on a little medical diet that she's got to do for some, anyway, it doesn't matter, some stuff going on right in her life right now. But she couldn't have certain ingredients that, well, I wanted. It's like smoked sausage and some different stuff that I put in my dressing that goes on the smoker. So there might have been a little bit of the smoked sausage that didn't quite make it to the pan.
Mm. Yikes.
But that might have been my breakfast.
Well, my question.
So I nibbled. I'm kind of like you. I didn't have the cheese, but I didn't have a charcuterie platter, but I did have a little Eckridge or Pepperidge Farm, some kind of smoked sausage.
Well, hey, that works too, because the thing is it wasn't just meat and cheese. We had some
nibble.
Chips and salsa. We had some of the like the cheese ball in the middle with the crackers on it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called. I just call it a cheese ball.
Kind of like what people call us right now.
Yeah, well, that's
a couple of cheese balls.
Well, that's fine. You know, if people are out there on Black Friday shopping all around and stuff, you know, you're probably knowing exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, Black Friday has changed. I remember I've done this very day show from this location, gosh, a number of years now, probably 10 or more, and probably like 12 or 13. We've done from the get-go. Randall Ford's been a great partner with us on our Arkansas game day shows, and we've been here and seen a lot of different stuff, and just to watch the transformation. And we're sitting on Rogers Avenue, and those listening in other markets and other places around the state, it's the main drag in Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And the mall sits, I mean, hundreds of yards from our location, which just the transformation of how we shop on Black Friday is amazing over the last 10 years. Because I remember coming here at 6 o'clock in the morning and beginning bright, where it looked like 5 p.m. traffic out there on the busiest day of the year. And right now it's just kind of mild traffic, you know, for a weekday morning. Because all the sales start earlier now.
Mm-hmm.
People shop online. People do different things. And it's just, to me, the transformation of how we go about our Black Friday shopping is so much different. But they're going to get into the Black Friday spirit here at Randall Ford. Sales tax paid on all the pre-owned vehicles today till noon only. So you don't have like, this isn't a deal that's going to, you know, be online. You can get this deal till Sunday at 5. This is till noon today.
It's a little sense of urgency.
A little sense
there.
Of urgency, too.
Yeah, so if you're out there Black Friday shopping and you're about to get you, that new TV or the new iPad or whatever, hey, you need your new car. This is about as good of a Black Friday special you're going to get. So you got to be able to share and check it out. Because that's the thing, we're close to the mall over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's kind of where everyone thinks about Black Friday shopping. And, you know, that's kind of the main deal, too. So, yeah, I can understand how, I mean, I've seen a change, too. And it's just a matter of how the internet's changed all of that and people opening up early, because like family members of mine went Black Friday shopping last night, they do it.
I went to visit one of my uncles that was, you know, I had to go visit him where he's at right now, and went by the mall, and they were lined up at JCPenney's last night. Like, there ain't nothing I need to save. There's nothing they got that big a sale on that I'm going to go out on Thanksgiving Day and be away from my family. You'll get sorry.
JCPenney, of all places. I can't even think of what I...
JCPenney.
Yeah, and it's nothing against JCPenney. No, it's just I don't think of anything that I would personally go and say,
And if you did, that's fine. I mean, that teach their own, but there's just nothing that I'm going to save enough money on that I'm going to go fight that crowd and that frustration on Thanksgiving Day.
So let me ask you this. What item would be worth fighting for Black Friday?
That's a great question.
What item would be worth fighting for? Going out there and dealing with all those people, what item that you could go get?
You know, I don't have one that comes to mind right now.
So a TV wouldn't be like a
I mean, how much off are we talking?
I mean, you know, your typical, like, for instance.
Am I going to save $100?
For instance, I saw a.
$200?
I saw a 55-inch Samsung 4K TV for $400. Right there. Is that worth
it? What is it normally? What can I go buy it for on Saturday?
That's how much it is.
Well, $400, but if it's normally $500. Probably not going to go deal with all that stuff to save $100.
All right, say it was, it's normally $700, and it's $400 now. So it's nearly 50% off.
And it's not available online?
It's not available online. Would you fight for it?
Probably not.
Really? See, I would if it was something like
that. Not
that,
that I don't need the $300, obviously. It's just not going to do it.
Man. Not even for a TV. I figured that one, that's the one that I feel like everybody wants to
if I want it that bad, TV. I tell you what I'd do.
Santa Claus?
probably send my daughter down there and they say, listen, I'll buy you this, but you got to go down here and get this for old dad.
So pull a little bartering, huh? Just make a deal.
Yeah.
That's probably be the best way to do it. That's what kids
leave it
for,
to the
right?
professional shoppers.
Yeah, that's what kids are for. It's like, here, you just pay me that. Or
I've got plenty
that,
of people
good.
That I know that enjoy that kind of thing. I am not one of them.
Yeah.
And I am fortunately not married to one of them.
That is very fortunate. Well, if there are people out there listening that you're that way, power to you and happy shopping. But I'm just going to wait until normal times to do my Christmas shopping and deal
December 23rd, I'll begin.
Yeah, and exactly. And that won't be crowded at all when you're trying to do that.
Great selection.
Arkansas's home for the best sports talk. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Adams with it at the 45. Adams skipping. Adams gets outside. Watch out. Hits the sideline. The Jet. Touchdown, Arkansas.
All right, so without further ado, let's go ahead and hop into the Fence Man picks.
Fence Man Friday football picks. Call the Fence Man for all kinds of fences, controlled access, and custom iron projects. 479-782-3936. The Fence Man. We ain't afraid of no work.
All right, just for because Tommy needs an ego stroke real quick,
yes,
Ty, go ahead and give us the standings here in the Fence Man Pick'ems.
Say it loud, say it proud.
Tommy Kraft is up with 27 points. John, you're trailing with 21 points. Tyler and the Fence Man are tied with 16 points, and that is after 12 weeks of college football.
You got the bronze medal on the line over here, Fence Man, so you can make it work out. So, well, Tom,
is this the final week, or are we doing championship games?
I think we need to do as many as humanly possible.
Well, college football kind of runs out next week.
We'll do NFL after that then if needs be. We'll find a way. So, but I don't know. Well, see, you're the guy. You're the boss, man. You got to make the rules. You got to make the rules of what we
Well,
get.
I think we end championship week. I think we pick championship games, and then you crown me the winner.
Okay, yeah. And we have a ceremony.
We have a ceremony.
Yep.
Yes.
What y'all, the winner or loser, would get, which is sad, fellas.
No, Ty, we did decide. We just haven't mentioned it yet on the air. We decided. We'll let you know here in a little bit. Don't worry. We'll make it happen. So, all right.
It's all shaving your head, but it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal.
We'll tell you about it later.
I can't be at fault for John's shortcomings.
Somebody has to make a sacrifice, Ty.
Yeah, it's going to be you because you lost.
Yeah. All right, so I sent you over the picks for this week, Ty. So which game are we going to go and talk with first?
Michigan at Ohio State. First time Ohio State has not been favored at home in 52 games under Urban Meyer. Michigan's getting 4.5 points in this one.
That's 4.5.
4.5.
That's what most real gamblers
Okay.
Are.
Well, I'm reading what John sent me. So.
Yeah, it'd be 4.5 points.
4.5 points.
Yeah. Okay, so Fence Man, you go ahead and kick us off. Who do you got, Wolverines or Buckeyes?
I'm going to take Michigan.
You're going to take Michigan. Smart pick.
Wolverines.
They've been playing as good as about as anybody ever since they lost that first game to Notre Dame. I'm going to go with Ohio State here. Listen, Michigan has not beat Ohio State in Columbus since 2000.
Yeah.
It's rivalry week. Crazy things happen. I don't know. I just have this feeling that Ohio State's going to come out firing, even though they haven't played very well the past few weeks. I'm going to take Ohio State.
We haven't had a ton of chaos in November.
No.
And I'm like you, but it's the home field that's got me thinking the same way you're thinking. I'll take Ohio State because they're on the home field.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can't make up that point because that's what Tommy's going to start doing. He's going to start trying to play keep away here, but that's okay.
I've already won. No, I mean, I guess there's 4 points. You've got to win. You've got to shut me down, and you've got to win them all.
Yeah. Well, let me dream. Let me dream. Let me hope over here. Okay.
We're talking Hail Mary stuff here, Testaverde stuff. We're talking epic stuff here. We're talking kick six.
Doug Flutie,
yes.
Yeah, all the names. So that's what we got to do. All right, what's the next one, Ty?
Oklahoma traveling to Morgantown to take on West Virginia. Oklahoma's a 3.5-point favorite.
Ooh. Can we do the over-under on this one instead? My goodness. By the way, the over
give me the over-over at 105.
The over-under set at 85, by the way. So if you're interested out there. So, Fence Man, who do you got, Sooners or Mountaineers?
Man, I like the Sooners to win the game, but 3.5 points is pretty tight. So
I know. It's in Morgantown, too.
Give me West Virginia.
He's taking West Virginia. Boy, that'll throw a real piece of work into the Big 12 and all the deals they have going on there, especially with Oklahoma. Okay. All right, Tommy, who are you going with?
Well, I mean, who's going to play the most defense? That's what it might come down to. Oklahoma has not played great defense this year. I like their offense. Give me Oklahoma.
Hmm. Man, this is tough. Because I'm looking at the stats right now. Oklahoma's averaging about 50 points a game, but they give up about 30 points a game. And then West Virginia averages 40 points a game, but they only give up 23 points a game. So, I'm going to go with the Sooners.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't go against them. I mean, they've been, I don't know. I just feel like they're going to score more. They got Kyler Murray. I think it'll be a great game. Over under 85, I'm definitely taking the over. But, I got to go with the Sooners there on that one. So, all right, Ty, what's the next one?
All right, next one is Alabama and Auburn. This is in Tuscaloosa. Alabama is favored by 24 points. Gus Bus and the Tigers coming to town.
So much for a rivalry.
24.
24 points set at the margin for Alabama. Who are you going with, Vince Man?
Man, this is another tricky one, you know.
It is. It's a lot of points.
This game here, Auburn. Iron Bowl, give me Auburn.
He's going with Auburn. All right, going with the risk one.
I think this is a tough. I mean, Alabama's going to win the game.
Oh yeah.
You know, obviously the hard part's here. Do you spot them 24? You know, so what do you do? And it is a rivalry game. These games generally aren't blowouts. Give me Auburn in 24. I'm probably going to be wrong and regret it, but I have a hard time giving up over three touchdowns. Huh? They will cover. Billy Hines, who is the chief Alabama fan here at Randall Ford, says they will cover. Give me Auburn.
Yeah. Okay.
24. Three-plus touchdowns is a lot
in
a rivalry game.
Listen, I understand, but there's just something about it. I'm not going to bet against Alabama. I can't, even if it's against Auburn, even if it's I think that the fact that Alabama had a lull against the Citadel last weekend, is going to make this team come fired up, and they're going to come in motivated, especially getting revenge from last year. It's in Tuscaloosa. The Auburn Tigers, they've been worn down this year. They seem all out of sorts. I think Alabama rolls.
You think Alabama even looked at 1 minute of Citadel game tape, or they spent 2 weeks practicing for Auburn?
I think they spent two weeks.
I think the way they played against Citadel, they didn't even look at 1 minute of their, nor did they need to.
Mm-hmm. But I don't even think they needed to practice much for Auburn. I just think that they're that good. And Auburn's not going to score. They're not going to score against Alabama.
I'll throw you a bone here. I'll take Auburn.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Glad you're feeling the Christmas spirit.
You think Alabama in a shutout?
I wouldn't say a shutout, but I will say that Auburn will not score more than 10 points. They will not get to double digits. I just don't think that. Because Auburn hasn't been able to score against anybody. And Alabama, again, they're going to come out motivated for that. So give me that one. All right, Ty, the final bonus point. What are we doing in this one?
It's the point differential between Arkansas and Missouri today. Oh, and the bonus point has been key the last few weeks. Tommy's been able to get it a couple times.
Jeez.
So what are we going with? We'll start with Fence Man.
Well, and also just to give you a little indicator, Fence Man, the spread is 23.5 points for Missouri. So point differential between Arkansas and Missouri.
I'd rather be picking the basketball game tonight.
Yeah. there you go.
25.
That's not a bad number.
Yeah, that's right there. Tommy?
31.
Give me 35.
That's a good number.
Give me five touchdowns. I'm just going to just wreck shop. That's what I think.
Yeah.
So especially now that you don't have two of your defensive backs, your starting defensive backs against Drew Locke, he's just going to light them up. I mean, it's just going to be bad. So, all right, Ty, give us a recap of everyone's picks.
All right, we'll start with the fence man. He's taking Michigan, West Virginia, Auburn, and 25 points the score differential between Arkansas and Missouri. John, you're taking the Buckeyes, the Sooners, Alabama, and 35 points between Arkansas and Missouri. Tommy, you got Ohio State, Oklahoma, Auburn, and 31 points for the differential. Again, the standings, Tommy, you got 27. John, you got 21. Vince Mann and Tyler are tied at 16.
All right, lock it in, fellas.
So if I can just maintain a five-point lead, this baby's over, right? Because then you would have to get all 4 points next week, go completely opposite of me to tie it.
Yes, Tommy. So all you have to do is
this is a critical week here.
Stay in bounds, run the clock out, run the ball.
I'm just trying to take a knee here.
Yes,
just trying to get down to the 4 yard line and take four knees.
Mm-hmm.
It will be borderline erotic.
Since Tyler's here, I guess you.
Since Tyler's not here, I'm coming up this week, right?
As long as you get at least one right.
As long as I get one right.
Or should we send him the picks and give him a proxy vote?
Right.
What would be fair? I'll leave that up to you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever.
I like when I was in school, if I didn't show up for class, I didn't get to retake the test. He's got to show up, right?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's the way it works. That's how
even
it is.
On a holiday?
Are we on a holiday?
Are we working, Tommy? This isn't a holiday.
You have a fair point.
Yeah, so there you go. So as long as you get one right, Fence Man, we'll get you the
third
place.
Just send out an alert. He has till 9 a.m. to get his picks.
Yes, he has a lot of work.
He has till 9 a.m.
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
That's waiting fair. On you, Tyler.
I'm sure he's up listening.
I'm sure the one thing he's worried about is making sure he doesn't finish last in this pick 'em contest. I'm sure.
Well, if he does, he's going to hear about it. He's going to hear about it if he finishes last.
Well, here's the thing. I'm trying not to have him. I don't want him to have a built-in excuse. Here's why it happened. I didn't pick on Black Friday. I was
shopping.
I was getting batteries at 50% off or whatever. You know, they had a big deal on AA batteries at Office Depot, and I had to get down there and get that.
There's a sale at Banana Republic.
Something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't want any built-in. You know, if you're going to get beat, I just want you to get beat straight up.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I get it. I'm on your side on that, but. Like I said, you got to show up. You got to make your picks. Well,
delay a game, still delay a game.
That's right.
Delay a game. Well, so. Just penalize him 2 points.
Yeah, there you go.
Subscribe to the show on iTunes. You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.
Give is to Alex Collins straight up the middle, and Collins on the run. They won't catch him. Alex Collins is going to take it all the way to the house. Touchdown, Arkansas. 80 yards.
You know, Razorback football going up against Missouri today. I think that after the performance against Mississippi State this past weekend, a lot of Razorback fans are just wanting to end the season as quickly as possible. You have the suspensions of two defensive starters and Cameron Curl and Ryan Pulley due to flirting with and exchanging information with cheerleaders. It's just been a really weird weekend and week for Arkansas Razorback football, and now you're going into this fake forced rivalry against Missouri, where Missouri is playing as good as any team in college football, at least or in the SEC football, rather, with the way that Drew Locke's been playing. Three straight, they start off 0-4 in the SEC. They've won three straight SEC games. They're sitting at 3-4. They win this one, of course, to get to 4-4. So they're playing as hot as anybody right now. So don't really like Arkansas's chances as far as that goes. But, you know, they got to play the game for a lot of different reasons. So we'll see how that plays out. Let's go to the phone lines. Robert's in Fort Smith. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, guys, we just need to get today over with. And then this play, get it done. That way we can start over next year and see what happens and see if we can get the Kelly kid in here. And just, you know, like you said, it's just been a long season. Nothing really good's going to come out of today or next day. And just, you know,
Robert, let me ask you, did you feel this way before the Mississippi State game happened or when the Mississippi State game happened? That's when you're like, all right, let's just get out of this.
I felt this way since North Texas because I knew this team. That's what I'm saying. This team was not going to win. I had them picking 5 games this year. I thought 5-6. I was hoping. They can't even do that. So we just need to just – you said you can't fire him. It's not going to happen. Nothing good. So that's what I'm saying. Let's just get it over with and get done and start next year and see what happens.
Well, you didn't think that maybe the game against A&M or how many points you scored against Bama or LSU or anything like that, even though those games were close, you didn't feel like there was any hope for a possible win at all?
Oh,
even after North Texas?
When they were playing, yeah, Ole Miss, he had me sucked in there. I thought, you know, I did. I thought we were going to win that game. And, you know, I'm thinking, like, you can do this. But then, well, we just fall apart.
Yeah.
You know, A&M, we just couldn't get in. That's when I said, you know, I thought there was some hope. But it's not happening. It's not going to happen. So let's start over. That's all we can do. And then I'm ready for baseball because I'm not a big basketball man, but I'm ready for baseball already.
Hey, well, at least you can count on baseball being competitive under Dave
Enner. Well, yeah.
You always got that.
Oh, yeah. And like we've talked before on this show, they're not window shopping anymore. It's an expectation that we go to a region.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not like if we can. We will go and we do it. We get it done. We may not win the regional, but we're going to a region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Razorback baseball to me is how Razorback basketball was in the early 90s and whatnot. It isn't about getting to the tournament. It's about how far are you going to get into it. And I think that the baseball team is at that expectation now where it's no longer about getting into it. It's about, okay, how far are we going to get type of deal.
Oh, correct. And here's something I want to just hear real quick, real fast. Connor Nolan, let's say he just knocks lights out. Could you ever see him going strictly baseball, or somebody might put a bug in his ear and say, look, you don't need to be going quarterback. You're going to get hurt. Baseball, you can, but your likelihood of pitching, not. So I'll just listen to what y'all think.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call, Robert. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I've been saying this for a while with Connor Nolan, that I think that if he goes in in baseball and does really well, he needs to just stick with that. Now, I get that the quarterback, and you want to have that glory, because if you're QB1 in an SEC school, even if the team's not great, there's some camaraderie that comes with that. There's some really positive feel to that. But at the same time, though, just given the circumstance of and how the quarterback recruits and all those things go, baseball may be an easier way and an easier path for someone like Connor Nolan to go into the pros and maybe have a solid career there and at least be a part of a program, too, that is known for developing really good prototypical players.
I don't know this. You'd have to ask Connor Nolan. I'm just going to guess on this, what I'm getting ready to throw out here. Connor Nolan's from Greenwood. Our man Tyler Wilson from Greenwood. They're about, 5 or 6 years apart in age, correct?
No, more than that, close to 10.
Is that four?
Yeah, he's a freshman, and Tyler's about 20. He's 29. So.
I guess time gets away.
Yeah.
Okay.
So about 10 years.
That part really didn't matter. Here's my point. Who's it very likely that Connor Nolan grew up idolizing and, hey, I want to be like that guy?
T-Dub.
I would think Tyler Wilson, from your hometown, growing up at the right age to watch him play at Arkansas and be the quarterback at Arkansas the way he did would be very inspiring to Connor Nolan. And he watched him play baseball as well and kind of knows that career track. How much do you think that might be in his mind is, I want to be the next Tyler Wilson from Greenwood?
Yeah.
Now, the one thing Tyler didn't do is play both sports.
Yeah, and that's the difference.
And that's the difference. Now, not that Tyler couldn't.
Right.
He just didn't.
He chose not to.
I mean, Dave Van Horn badly wanted Tyler Wilson to play baseball. He was the first to offer him a college scholarship. Was to play baseball at Arkansas. I just wonder. I don't know. I've never asked Connor that. I've never asked anyone in his family that question. It just kind of came to me sitting here. How much of that influence watching that as, I guess, an 8, 9, 10-year-old, whatever he was at the time when Tyler was there playing? Well, that makes Tyler feel old. I'm sure he's listening
sure,
right now.
Yeah.
How much of that has an influence? And the way that Tyler is respected and revered across the state, but in particularly in Greenwood, he's one of the legends, and they've had some great players come out of Rick Jones' program. You know, I'm sure, you know, you can be a great player for Dave Van Horn, but it's just not the same as being one of the great quarterbacks at the University of Arkansas.
No,
it's just not.
Well, being QB1, it comes with something. I mean, you're the big man on campus, essentially, if you're QB1 of an SEC school. I get that. But it's also about competition as well. And if Connor Nolan wants to go up against the quarterback competition, that's inevitably going to start happening here in the coming years. It's just a matter if he wants to be a part of that or not. Hey, we're broadcasting from the Cherokee Casino Mobile Studios. Each Saturday in November, you can join them for $300 hot seat drawings every 15 minutes from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Saturday, November 24th, where they will have a drawing for a brand new 2019 GMC Terrain at 9:30 p.m. You also can check out the iconic chart-topping duo, the Bellamy Brothers, where they're bringing their repertoire of 20 number one hits to Lee Creek Tavern for a free Christmas concert performance on Friday, December 14th at 8 p.m. They've also brought another way to win with Rye Verrett on their gaming floor, and live craps are coming soon. That's at Cherokee Casino in Roland. And that's the thing, Tom, going back to this Connor Nolan thing. You know, we don't know what's going through his head. We don't know what's going to happen. He could go into baseball this year and not really get much playing time, or he could go in and really perform well. And you know, that's a decision he's going to have to make. But just taking personal and what people want, if you're just sitting there, okay, what would you rather have? Do you want to be a great college baseball player, or a great college football player that has a chance to go pro? I mean, which route do you want to go? Because I feel like baseball has just got a better setup for pros. And it's especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah, but you can spend a long time on a bus in the minor leagues before you get to the show.
You can.
And at least in pro sports, you're either going to make it or you're not going to make it in about a 1 to 3 year period. You're going to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and which I get
and
that.
And maybe
too.
You can say, well, you will in baseball too. Well, maybe you will, maybe you won't.
I don't want to spend that much time on a bus.
Here's the thing, If you had your druthers, and you could be, if you were just one of these rare specimens that could just pick, you know, you probably want to go baseball just because it's guaranteed money.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying.
And the longevity of your career, unless you're Tom Brady, no one's career lasts as long as it would in baseball, potentially.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying.
But it's harder to get there in baseball, I believe.
It is. No, it definitely is.
And that's smaller rosters, a couple fewer teams.
But a quarterback, it's about next to impossible.
No, you're right.
I mean, that's the thing. It's one position.
There's really, in the NFL, out of the 32 starting quarterbacks, you got about 10 or 12 that are truly, you know, starting quarterbacks, and then the rest, they're just trying to figure out, okay, this is our guy until we find the next guy. You know, about half the league or so is just kind of placeholders.
Yep. Because if you think
about it, about half the league satisfied with their starter.
I wouldn't even say half the league. I mean, it's maybe even less. So,
like 10 or 12, like I said.
It's probably the most difficult position to play in all of sports just because of the rarity of being able to be a solid player.
The combination of skills you got to have.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a rare thing. So, and here's the thing, Connor Nolan, he's young. And he's going to be redshirted this year in football. He's going to play baseball. And I'm sure that he is going to weigh those decisions. And he's going to talk with his family. He's a smart kid. Comes from a smart family. And so he knows what he's going to get into and all that. It's just a matter of what's baseball going to look like in the coming years compared to what football is going to look like. Or is there going to be a lot? Say if you get Kelly Bryant and KJ Jefferson really starts developing. If you're Connor Nolan, do you want to fight into that? Or do you want to go play baseball when you know you're guaranteed in the rotation? So it's all up in the air right now, and we'll see how time plays out. But there's no doubt that Connor Nolan's a very gifted athlete. He's going to do one or the other. He's going to be good at one or the other.
Yeah.
And he'll make the right decision, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So I count on it, at least a little bit. He's a good kid, too. Marion came on the Morning Rush. He's one of our first guests that we had on there, too, and he was all about it as well.
Your number one source of local news and information you need.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast.